Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 30th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings, Article Number 1. Subclinical primary aldosteronism and major adverse cardiovascular events, a longitudinal population-based cohort study. This longitudinal population-based study found that individuals with subclinical primary aldosteronism, a milder form of excessive aldosterone production, had a significantly increased risk of major adverse cardiovascular events. The findings suggest that subclinical primary aldosteronism is an under-recognized contributor to cardiovascular morbidity, emphasizing the need for its detection and management. Article Number 2. Single-cell splicing isoform atlas of the adult human heart and heart failure, leveraging long-read single-nucleus RNA sequencing. This study generated a detailed atlas of splicing isoform heterogeneity across adult human heart cell types and conditions. It identified significant shifts in isoform usage and heart failure, providing a foundational resource for understanding how alternative splicing contributes to cardiac disease at a molecular level. Article Number 3. Application of the JCTO score to recanalization for in-stent chronic total occlusions. This study evaluated the utility of the JCTO score in guiding recanalization procedures for in-stent chronic total occlusions, comparing it to de novo chronic total occlusions. The results indicate that while the JCTO score is a valuable tool for assessing procedural feasibility and predicting guide wire crossing time, its application and predictive accuracy may differ between in-stent and de novo chronic total occlusions. Article Number 4. Predictors of permanent pacemaker implantation in patients with RAFI type bicuspid aortic valve stenosis undergoing TAVR. This registry-based study investigated the incidence, predictors, and clinical impact of permanent pacemaker implantation in patients with RAFI type bicuspid aortic valve stenosis undergoing transcatheter aortic valve replacement. The findings highlight specific patient and procedural characteristics associated with a higher likelihood of permanent pacemaker implantation, informing clinical decision-making. Article Number 5. Comparative effectiveness of Prasugrel versus Ticagrelor in dialysis-dependent end-stage renal disease patients undergoing percutaneous coronary intervention. This real-world cohort study compared the effectiveness and safety of Prasugrel versus Ticagrelor in end-stage renal disease patients on dialysis undergoing percutaneous coronary intervention. The study aimed to define optimal P2Y12 inhibition in this high-risk, understudied population. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.